You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, October 19th. 2021. And if you are near the Small Pod, he would like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long, including the off season, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, the biggest news that we got in terms of some of the Marlins and also the entire major league, and it's just such a win for everyone involved and something that everyone should be proud of, is that Major League Baseball have announced that teams will provide housing for minor league baseball players starting in 2022. This is from Jeff Passan from ESPN. It was broke on Sunday, and this is easily the biggest news for minor league players, something they have been fighting for. We talked about it, there's a couple articles on Fish Stripes and minor league players, not just from the Marlins, but countless of other teams have talked about it. Even a viral picture went out, former Marlins pitcher Tom Kohler tweeted out a picture of his first minor league apartment, and it's just bags everywhere. You have one player all the way, a mattress on the floor. Yeah, it looks like there's probably 4 or 5 guys in that picture are just all living on a floor in an apartment. And that's not something you want to see from minor league players. And, how the teams handled this was really in poor favor and really disgusting, how they had these players treated as like toys in a way, he's just a contract, he's just someone there that we can hopefully trade, or he's just a body. No, this is a win. This shows that they're people, that they're not just players, that they have that we care. But and finally, it took them this long, it doesn't even start till next year in 2022. But this is a big win for minor league players and for every fan to see this, because there have been, GoFundMes and, just adopt a minor league or Twitter page out there. But it really helps out. And, it says here, the physical toll is clear. The mental issues only compound the problems. When players are promoted, organizations typically will provide them a hotel room for a few days, then expect them to arrange housing themselves. Between procuring new accommodations and figuring out how to extract themselves from old ones, players say housing is the most acute problem for minor leaguers. That's from Jeff Passan from ESPN. That's a really great quote that he had, that, that these players, one time, they're in low A, and next thing they're halfway across the country to go to double A. And some of the places are in expensive cities. You know, there's a low A team in Brooklyn. There's a, excuse me, high A, I believe, in Brooklyn. There's a team in San Jose, affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. And those are expensive cities. You know, those aren't, you know, cities with, you know, 2,000, 3,000, you know, populations that you can afford to live there. These are big, expensive cities that people really want to travel to and move to. And just to see this, to see that it's a win for, you know, minor league baseball players that have been fighting for this, it's a big win. This is awesome to see. And it makes me really proud to be a baseball fan, to see a win for the minor leaguers, because it really starts there with Triple A, Double A, Class A. All those players, you know, they deserve it. And this is such a big win. I'm so happy for them. And to move on, let's go talk a little bit about the playoffs. As of recording this, we have yet to see the Astros and the Red Sox, but that series has just been incredible. But the series to really talk about, and that's really brought out everyone's eyes, is just the Dodgers and Braves series. Really the battle between two Marlins, as, you know, for the Dodgers, they have Alex Vesia, who has pitched really well for them so far these playoffs. And you look at the two games that he faced in Atlanta, he has given up only two hits and has had four strikeouts in 1 2/3 innings pitched in total. The former Marlin was traded before the season, and he has really proved himself to be, you know, the reliever for the Dodgers, especially right after the starting pitcher putting Vesia like they did on, you know, for that Max Scherzer start on the 17th. That's, you know, really great to see, you know, having Marlins players be put out there and these capacities. And you look at the Braves, for them, Adam Duvall had a hit. He's batting, you know, 250 so far that series. And that's another player that sucked to see go, but it really happy for him to see him thrive there. And as for Miami, it's got to be kind of hard to watch this postseason when you see so many players. And actually, a player, I believe, in every team has someone from Miami. We mentioned Duvall, we mentioned Vesia, Red Sox, we have Nathan Eovaldi, Astros, we have Yimi Garcia, who was traded in the Brian De La Cruz trade around the trade deadline. And it's just really hard to see when you see these players thrive, but it's also good to see, you know, that they're doing good, that it's really great to see. But in terms of Miami, if you want to know some fun facts between them and the Braves, you know, Marlins have hit more home runs against Max Fried this season than any other pitcher, which is really crazy to see because Max Fried is such a great pitcher. But that's really incredible, hitting that many home runs. And you look at Max Fried this postseason, it's really kind of almost been something else. He's a great pitcher, and he will be pitching, you know, for the Braves. But if you really want to talk about this series, that Braves series has really opened eyes for me, that I kind of think now that the Braves are probably going to win this series. You know, 2-0, they go back to LA, they had the Dodgers on the ropes. I do believe that the Braves could win that series. And you look at the Astros and Red Sox, you know, tied up 1-1, time of recording. I think the Astros are probably going to pull it out. I think the Astros have really great pitching. Hitting-wise, they're one of the best in baseball. And I think we're going to get a Braves-Astros World Series. I don't think anyone had that as their worst series to prediction teams this season. But that, hopefully, you know, we see that happen. It'd probably be a great series. But that does it for me. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure to leave a like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And no matter what, always, even in the off-season, always go fish.